With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A judge says President Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC may go to trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A federal judge in Florida rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings and set a February 2027 trial date. In December, Donald Trump filed a lawsuit over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January 6, 2021. The day of the U.S. Capitol riot. The claim seeks $5 billion in damages for defamation and $5 billion for unfair trade practices. The BBC has apologized, but rejects claims it defamed the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Talks between Russia and Ukraine are on the table.
Another round of U.S. brokered talks between envoys for Russia and Ukraine are set to take place in Geneva in the coming week. Meanwhile, drone strikes on Saturday killed one person in Ukraine and another in Russia. At the Munich conference, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called Russian President Vladimir Putin a slave to war.
No one in Ukraine believes he will ever let our people go. But he will not let other European nations go either, because he cannot let go of the very idea of war.
Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 4 years ago. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel is beginning a land registration process in the West Bank that critics say can shift large areas in state control. Sunday, the cabinet approved a decision to restart the long-frozen process. President Trump says members of his newly created Board of Peace, pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza, and will commit thousands of personnel in international stabilization and police forces. This is SRN News. A billboard campaign on the way to the state of Maine.
The signs are simple. They say, Christ is King, in white letters on a black background, and include an image of Jesus and 1 Timothy 6:15. They are the product of the pro-life group LifeSiteNews.com, and Maine is the next state that's getting one. The group says, quote, when mankind turns back to Christ the King, our society will be transformed. So far, billboards have been set up in Texas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern says there's a war against the Bible going on all around the globe. Simply owning a copy of the scripture can result in capital punishment in North Korea, Yemen, and Afghanistan. In Somalia, Bibles cannot be printed, translated, sold, or imported. This is SRN News. It's a major leap and a key for AI.
Artificial intelligence company Anthropic says it's now valued at $380 billion. The maker of the chatbot Claude says its valuation grew after it raised a $30 billion round of funding led by Singapore's sovereign wealth fund GIC and the U.S.-based investment firm Kochu, along with dozens of other major investors. The surge of investment cements Anthropic's position alongside rival OpenAI and Elon Musk's SpaceX in a trio of the world's most valuable startups that investors will be watching closely this year to see if they'll become publicly traded on Wall Street. Ron Taylor reporting.
New artificial intelligence video generator from Beijing-based ByteDance drawing the ire of Hollywood. They claim CDance 2.0 violates copyright and uses a likeness of a number of different actors as well as others, and doing so without permission. More details, srnnews.com.